Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve, yesterday in Atlanta, a ninja did not go ninja, go ninja, go. Matter of fact, a man by the name of Vanilla Ice, we know him, was not that cool at the airport in Atlanta.
I saw this video, man. It was awesome.
Oh, man. This is what's so great, and people are doing a great job. We tell them, if you see something, film something. That's the new thing.
Don't report it. Just film it.
Exactly.
Especially if it's a one-hit wonder.
Vanilla Ice had a big meltdown. And why? Well, in Atlanta, they boarded the plane without him, and a bystander recorded him complaining loudly to the gate agent, claiming that he had not been notified when the plane was boarding.
Here's the issue, though. He wasn't notified because he was too busy on his phone when they were doing all the boarding, so he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So it's not like as if, like, what are they supposed to do? Text him or send him a message? Like, hey, Ice. Is that what you call him, or do you call him Vanilla?
You call him V Ice.
All right. Hey, V Ice. We're boarding the plane right now. Can you get off your phone and get on the plane, please?
Yeah, that's funny. And I love the fact that he's going crazy and somebody said, hey, I'm going to film this.
I'm sitting right here. No one has called me. No one said final call, nothing. Right there. You didn't board me. Sitting in the freaking line right here. I'm thinking all these people are in line to board. I'm behind them right here. Didn't even say anything.
You got to watch the monitor, dude.
Hey, I don't need any information from you, man. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I don't need anything from you. You don't work here. Shut up.
Okay.
That guy was just a random dude that was just like, hey, man, you got to watch the monitor.
Wow. First off, yeah, why? You know what? You don't say anything to anybody that's screaming and yelling when you're not involved.
And you definitely don't step up to Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. You know those guys. You go, what do you think you're helping here? I mean, you're not going to, thanks. Thanks for that big info, you moron.
It would have been great, though, if he came back with, hey, man, just collaborate and listen for a second.
Oh, nice.
No.
Ah, that's fantastic. I got to tell you something, man. I don't know what airline he was flying.
Delta.
Oh, well, there's his problem right there. Because it's not. I mean, this is anything.
Blame it on the airline, not on Vanilla
well,
Ice.
Well, no. I'm going to tell you, it's not so much I'm blaming it on the airline. It's not the airline he flew. It's the airline he didn't fly. That's the problem. Because let me tell you about a great airline by the name of Alaska.
Okay. Here we go, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. This is why Russell Wilson is the CFO of Alaska. Dude, I got to tell you something. Alaska calls you on the phone.
What, if you're not on the plane yet?
Yeah.
Well, so we have to hold everybody's hands now?
Well, I'm just saying that's a cool feature that Alaska has. I went to the wrong gate, my mistake, and then
right.
I was rushing to get to the right gate, and all of a sudden, bring on my phone with a number I didn't recognize. I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going on. They go, hi, this is Alaska. Do you know your plane's leaving?
I mean, it's a nice gesture. I'm not poo-pooing what they're doing, but when are we going to stop coddling stupidity? No offense, BJ. But, I mean, seriously.
No offense taken.
Like, if you can't figure out where you're supposed to go to get on the plane, if you miss the flight, that's your own fault.
That's why I fly Alaska, because for morons like me, they make it happen.
The best part about this whole Vanilla Ice thing, there's a lot of great parts from the idiot that decides to step in, which I agree. It's like, you know what? Look, he's being a moron. I get it, but you don't need to interject with that. But I guess some other person got in Vanilla Ice's war path or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful of that.
And the guy was wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Vanilla Ice told him he doesn't deserve to wear that shirt. Because if anyone knows, it's the guy who wrote the Ninja Rap.
That's right, man. Go Ninja. Go. Yo, wait. No. No Ninja. Take that shirt off.
You're a disgrace to that shirt.
Yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
I sang with Donatello.
I surely did. Leo and I busted a rhyme, bitch. Get out my face.
I just love it. I love it.
And again, hey, Ice, you look like an idiot. You know, I mean, you're in a public place. I tell everybody in the world of performance, when you're in public, you're performing.
So should he have wrapped this?
He should have wrapped
it. All right,
stop. Yeah.
Let me on this plane.
Exactly.
Ice is back. I was on my... I don't know.
Yeah,
I got
you did a pretty good job. I
got
to be honest with you. You know, for that freestyle, you did pretty good.
That's as far as it goes.
I think Eminem would have lost you in that battle.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Come on, step at me, rabbit.
Oh, man, Vanilla. And the other guy, could have watched the Mondra, dude.
The guy was just trolling him.
Thank you so much, Ancient One. Thank you, Wise One. You have given me so much knowledge. Honestly, that guy.
If you don't work here, shut the F up.
Which, by the way, an appropriate response. I support Vanilla Ice for responding to that guy that way, because that guy's an idiot. Hey, thanks a lot there. You know what? Thanks, you Delta expert.
I feel like they should have left it up to vote for everybody on the plane, because obviously, you know, everyone wants to get to where they need to go. But if the captain's like, just want to let you guys know we're going to be delayed. Well, it's up to you guys, but by a show of hands, who's willing to be delayed? By allowing one more passenger on the plane that forgot that he was supposed to board.
Do we get to know who the passenger
yes.
is? Oh, all right. That's very important.
And if he says, by the way, it's Vanilla Ice and he's willing to sing Ice Ice Baby, I think then you let him
back on. That's the negotiation. The negotiation should have been, we'll let you on the plane if you sing Ice Ice Baby. That's why don't they should have those negotiations.
And he did it on, what was it, the Surreal World? Remember that reality show that he was on?
Oh, yeah.
And he reluctantly but eventually got up and karaoke'd his own song, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So he's willing to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? And you figure John Bon Jovi, you know, he's already used to performing in front of people. If he's ever late for a plane, they'll go, so John, you don't get on this plane without a prayer. Living on a prayer.
When Texas says the airline worker should have been like, if that's a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
I love that.
I guess that's why he's so angry. There's so many great puns because of his one song.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I wonder if he's aware that video's out. Like, if he's aware.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to respond. He's got to be, if you got a sense of humor, if you know how to do it, respond and have a good time with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, give him a couple days. Maybe he'll cool down.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, I get it. I see what you did there.
I didn't even mean that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll chill.
Vanilla Ice melts down.
Yeah, that's the headline right there. There it is. So the Barefoot Bandit. Remember him, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he already has a job lined up when he gets out of jail. That doesn't seem right. Steve's got the news for you at 6:18.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Pain in the Grass 2016, less than a month away. Sunday, August 21st, White River. We got Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Window Pane. You want to deal in 4 packs of tickets? You got them. 4 packs of reserve tickets? Good deal on those. You and your 3 buds can make this happen. You want the complete lineup? You want to get those tickets? Just go to KISW.com.
Most 5th graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Miggs.
Well, thanks, you guys, and let's talk about Colton Harris Moore, the Barefoot Bandit. You guys might remember him a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Back in 2008, he escaped from a juvie halfway house. He then evaded law enforcement while committing a bunch of crimes like, stealing some guns, breaking into establishments, stealing a boat, and also stealing some planes, including our buddy Bob Rivers' plane at one point.
I was in that plane. I wanted to take another ride, and we couldn't.
Well, he's now 25. He spent, like I said, the last 6 years in prison, and he's just about ready to be released from prison. So now he's got to find a job. And you won't believe where he's going to be working.
All right, try me.
Kenmore Air. He's going to be a pilot giving tours. I'm kidding. He's actually going to work for his lawyer. Pretty cool that the lawyer says, hey, I need work. I need someone to do some work for me. Colton needs a job, so He's going to be working in his lawyer's office, John Henry Brown's office, until he finishes work release. And then if he needs more work after that, he's willing to help out. And this is interesting about this John Henry Brown guy, the lawyer. Not only has he represented Colton Harris Moore, but another infamous Northwest celeb,
yes?
Serial killer Ted Bundy.
Oy, oy, oy.
Yikes.
Wow.
Man, talk about an interesting... That guy's probably got stories.
Yeah, he's probably... You know what? You want to go through his files and see all the cases. Right? He's yeah, why not?
You know, he says he's willing to help him out, but he says he wasn't so close to all of his clients, mainly Ted freaking Bundy.
Yeah, I guess that's the best client not to be close to.
But apparently Bundy thought that the two were friends.
Really?
Which, I mean, if you... I guess if you want to... You probably... Yeah, man, we're total friends. We're besties.
That's a good call. Oh, wait, you're accused of serial killing. Yes, you're my buddy. I'm your buddy, too.
I mentioned this yesterday, but I figured we should mention it again just in case anyone forgets. The Blue Angels are coming to town, so that means there's going to be some closures in the Northwest, especially on I-90. That's nice.
They're
playing the banjos, those guys.
This is what I meant to do. Here.
There they go.
There they go.
The big Seafair Air Show is going to be happening this weekend. So what that means is I-90 will be closed between I-5. In Seattle to Island Crest Way in Mercer Island.
Yeah, lovely. Just where I have to go, right?
Starting
there,
tomorrow.
Just right on that bridge.
Couple times between 9:40 a.m. to noon and then also 1:15 to 2:40. Tomorrow's practice. Yeah. Practice.
Practice.
Then Friday also practice, 1:15 to 2:40 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday the same time, 1:15 to 2:40 p.m. And that's for the actual air show.
Yeah.
I love it because it only makes BJ's life miserable.
I know, man.
It doesn't
I know,
affect me one bit.
I know the Blue Angels are fun. And
they're
I get
awesome.
It. But it's like tomorrow, I can't go home.
Hey, I guess this Bon Appetit. It's
a magazine?
Magazine,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know that fancy magazine.
They've got an annual list of the top 50 best restaurants, and there's two Seattle restaurants that made the top 50.
Oh, let me think. The Poodle Dog and Fife.
No, it's a new restaurant.
That's one
of the best old restaurants.
I got you. Okay.
Now, they haven't put the exact list out. They won't do that until sometime later next week, I believe. But here's two restaurants that you probably have never heard of.
Okay.
One called Bateau.
Bateau?
Or Batow.
Batow.
It's a steakhouse on Capitol Hill.
Oh, wow.
And then another one, it's a Thai spot that has the greatest name, Little Uncle.
Little Uncle. So those have been, they're in the Bon Appetit.
Top 50 new restaurants.
Dude,
so
you and I like steak, and you know what, Hair Club sometimes will buy us a steak. I think he should take us there.
Yeah, because it's got a fancy name, and he likes fancy places.
It's so true, dude. We can get him to take us there, because he's Mr. Foodie.
Let's go.
Come on, Hair Club. We have a meeting. We want to have it. Bateau.
Mariners, you almost broke our hearts and made me have to buy two breakfasts, but you prolonged it by beating the Boston Red Sox yesterday. What a game. Right, BJ?
You know, and I'm a little tired because I stood up and watched the whole thing.
I went to bed. It was 3-0. Red Sox were winning. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to lose sleep just to have my heart broken. So I said, I'm going to go to bed, and I hope I wake up tomorrow with good news. And I woke up seeing your tweet, and then I checked the news, and yep, they wound up rallying. They were down 4-0. And they wound up scoring 5 in the 8th thanks to Robbie Cano's 3-run home run to cap that 5-run 8th. And the Mariners wound up winning 5-4. Edwin Diaz got his first major league save.
And I'll say, yeah, Diaz looked amazing, by the way.
That guy's good.
And, you know, yesterday, Steve, you were lamenting the fact that, you know, it's like if we could have won a couple of these games or those blown saves. But, you know, for every game that you had on Monday, you get a game like that on Tuesday.
You're right.
Yeah, so it does even itself out. Hell of a game. And, of course, you know, Robbie Cano proving that, yeah, you really shouldn't pitch to him.
No, he's got 24 home runs already on the season.
Man.
Great season so far for
him. I was watching the game, and this dude had this pitch, and, you know, and I was like, oh, I bet he's going to throw him that crazy curveball, and I bet Robbie's going to be ready for it. And he was. Threw him that crazy curveball, and Robbie crushed it.
That's so awesome.
Oh, damn.
So now game 3 of this 4-game series is tonight. Kuma's on the mound, and that game is at 7:10. You can go to the game at Safeco Field, or you can watch it on Root Sports.
Thanks, buddy. I think I'll do one of the two.
Are you going? No, you're going tomorrow, right?
That's right. So I'll watch it on Root Sports.
All right. I'll be watching it with you, just not in the same room.
Thank God, because I'm not your friend, Ted Bundy.
And as far as weather, 75 degrees, and we're going to have sun today.
Are we going to have sun? Yes. We're going to have some sun today. We had a little bit yesterday every once in a while.
It's going to be a beautiful day to head on down to Hector's in Kirkland at 4 o'clock to come hang out with me,
right,
the Rock Girls, and most importantly, Miss Frickin' Rock
is
going
to
be there.
The hydroplane master or mistress, whichever we want to call her, she's back.
Yeah, a chance to see it before Seafair weekend, but for the hydroplane races. Also, Kevin Ekrit and the entire CARSTAR Autobot, they're going to all be there, the whole team.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome.
So 4 o'clock at Hector's in Kirkland?
Yep, we'll be there for a few hours.
Look at you, buddy.
It's going to be awesome.
Hey, coming out, you're hanging out, greeting the people.
That's right.
And there's food. That's why you're going.
Absolutely.
I knew there was a reason.
And Miss Rock. I want to get a picture with Miss Rock.
Oh, you can, man. I'm gonna talk to somebody about that for you. All right, well, we sort of touched upon this yesterday because I'd only seen a couple of reviews, but now there are more reviews coming out for the movie Suicide Squad. Opens this weekend, and DC Comics is hoping this would put their cinematic universe on track because they've had a tough time. Batman versus Superman was not well received. Early reviews are in. They are not good. Gosh darn. Even Uncle Chris, who's a guy on our show and does the BJ Shea Geek Nation podcast with me as well, Uncle Chris loves everything. You can't get a bad word out of him. And he was like, nah. And I'm like, oh, no, really?
And it's funny because everyone's saying that the first 45 minutes, that everyone who's seen it, including Chris, said that the first 45 minutes is pretty good. And then it goes downhill, right?
That's unfortunate, man.
And I remember when I mentioned that I did not like Batman versus Superman and I fell asleep on it, I've had a few people tell me, well, you need to sit through the first hour and then it gets good. And I'm like, is that what world we're living in now, that we can't just have a good movie? We have to have to sit through an hour of crap, or we got to enjoy an hour and then the rest of it's crap? Like, figure it out, Justice League people.
Yeah, and this is why when people make fun of J.J. Abrams, J.J. Abrams doesn't make you do that, you know? I mean, a lot of folks will give television shows a chance because they go, look, the first couple episodes are slow, but once you get into it, you'll really enjoy it. With TV shows, you go, all right, this is the long game.
Right.
But with a movie, no. You know, there should be no long game in a movie. And, you know, that's why J.J.'s the man. And,
I would tolerate, hey, the first 5 minutes, kind of slow. But then it gets better.
Exactly.
All right, I could take that.
Hell, movies won't even show you the credits and tell you who's in it anymore because they know that, you know what, let's just get going. Let's get to the action. The Star Trek movie, no, spoiler alert in case you care, they don't even show the name of the movie in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah. I mean, the first...
Why'd you tell me that?
I told you, spoiler alert.
No, I'm not going to see it.
But
if you're not going to tell me what movie I'm watching, I don't want to watch it.
Well, the first two did that. It was like, at least they showed you, Star Trek or Star Trek Into Darkness, and no Star Trek Bed Bath & Beyond at the beginning. They get right into it. That's what they do. And, yeah, you think that DC would learn something. Vanity Fair said it's ugly and boring. A toxic combination that means the film's highly fetishized violence. It doesn't even have the exciting tingle of the wicked or the taboo.
What? Why can't you just say it's not a good movie?
Yeah, well, you know, come on.
Like that reviewer, I think that reviewer sucks more than the movie.
All right, let's go to ScreenCrush.com.
Like fetishist tingle? Like, what are we talking about?
I want to fetish the tingles.
Are we talking about an adult film, or are we talking about the Suicide Squad?
Yeah, well, listen, when you go to a movie, Steve, don't you want your fetish tingled?
Well, always, but I don't want my reviewers... Come on, review it like a normal person.
I must say that this movie was a toxic combination with fetishized violence that didn't even tingle my taboo.
You know what? Just go drink your tea and leave us alone.
Oh, all right.
Like, seriously, what kind of review is that?
What kind of review is that,
Steve?
Now
I want to see the movie and I want to like it just because of that review.
Oh, I guarantee you'll like this movie.
Yeah?
Because it's
bad.
You like bad movies. Yeah, it's also ScreenCrush.com says that Suicide Squad is bland, boring, and sometimes borderline incoherent, a disappointing disaster.
See, that review makes more sense to me.
Yeah. People love Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, and that's who they've been showing a lot on the previews, and it makes sense, and the trailers. Lukewarm on Jared Leto's Joker.
Okay.
Yeah. For one thing, they say he's really not in the movie that much. That makes sense. You know, secondly, he doesn't live up to the hype. A critic from SlashFilm.com says, quote, he's not terrible, and Leto and director David Ayer deserve credit for trying to make the character their own. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. I'm looking forward to seeing whatever I see, and hopefully we'll see more of this character, because Leto's a great actor. And unfortunately, look, Heath Ledger is no longer on the planet, so we got to get someone else to be the Joker someday.
I love the David Ayer guy, because all these reviews are coming in, so people are asking him what he thinks of all the critics and all the negativity, and he... I guess used a quote from a Mexican revolutionary that translates as, I would rather die on my feet than live on my knees. But I guess a couple of days ago, he also made news because I get at one of the screenings at the world premiere, he just shouted F Marvel.
Yeah, and when I saw that, I like, dude, don't count your chickens, man. Wait to see how good your movie is. Don't just start yelling F Marvel like that.
He sounds like the crazy director from the Entourage show.
Oh,
remember,
right.
Was it Billy Walsh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, I know, man. This
F Marvel.
Oh, boy. This is unfortunate. And they had reshoots on Suicide Squad to make it funnier. So I wonder if the first 45 minutes were part of the reshoots, and then the last part of the movie was what it was. It was just whatever they had going.
Mm-hmm.
God dang. Boy, DC, they can't figure it out. That's unfortunate. Because I was looking forward to this movie. Now, I mean, I got to force myself to watch it because...
But you know what? At least now the expectations are so low that you might enjoy it.
You might be right about that. I'm hoping you're right. But God dang, Steve, seriously? Well, at least I know I can go to the bathroom after 45 minutes in. I don't need the Run Pee app. I'll just know that I'll have plenty of time.
You won't even need the Run Poo. You might as well just stay in there.
Yeah, Run Do number 3, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Yesterday, boy, Steve, he was able to get this one right.
Liam Hemsworth proposed to what pop star in 2012?
Justin Bieber.
No.
Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
Oh, look at that, Steve. You know your pop culture, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. We're going to play Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.